tuned up and rolling. It's the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Continuing our coverage of Kingman, Arizona, our featured staycation destination. This month in off-air, Mr. Ben Bueller-Garcia, BBG, has said, why would anyone want to go to Kingman? What could possibly be there? Well, if you're like one of those people like Gary D, who only stops at Kingman for a soft drink and doesn't stop at the Route 66 Museum on your way to Vegas, you're missing out on a very interesting town in Arizona. And I'll tell you, Gary D, next time you go to Vegas, you've got to just schedule that extra half-hour trip. Not only does the Mojave County Historical Society have that Route 66 Museum, and anyone that's heard this broadcast before knows, you know, Gary's gotten us how many different Route 66 interviews have you gotten? Well, the author of Women of Route 66.
Right, Katrina Parks.
The guy out of Illinois that does historic restoration.
Roman Rich.
Roman Rich. He finds all these great Route 66. Well, you've got the museum right there, and the Mojave County Historical Society also has the Mojave Museum, the Benelli House, and there's also the depot right there, the powerhouse building. It's on the second floor. Make sure you make a point and stop and just learn a little bit more about the history of Kingman, Arizona, on your way through to Vegas next time. More than just a pit stop. Continuing our conversation with host of American Warrior Radio, Mr. BBG, what were you doing before you stumbled across the radio program and started working with them?
Well, I'm not as successful as you. I still have to keep a day job. And so I've had a consulting practice for 40 years. And really, the American Warrior Radio is a weekend labor love hobby for me. But again, my hope is as I get more inspired and I get feedback from the members of the military and law enforcement families about how important it is to them to hear these messages, I really would like to grow the show. We're in Tucson, Phoenix, Colorado Springs, all very intensive military markets. I'm looking to grow as much as possible with a focus on mostly communities that have a strong military presence, because I think there's maybe more of an appreciation there.
Like you said, you know, we all have an appreciation for the military, but we don't have, you know, no one likes war. It's a very, right, very horrible thing. So I could see how, you know, I understand the challenges we have in our business, but yours even more when you're looking at sponsors. Who do you have? Like, you go, you knock on Raytheon's door and sell them a commercial?
I tried. I tried.
Can no we get yet, an but audio recording of you blowing something up?
Well, you know, it is really, I would say my, because I do, you're right, I do have to sell, because I broker the time, I buy it from the station, you're familiar with that, I do have to sell advertising to cover my hard costs, and it's a combination of local businesses who just support the idea or support the men and women of our military and law enforcement. We do have some sponsors who are particularly targeting that demographic, and from a business standpoint, let me use Tucson as an example. If you combine veteran population, military, and law enforcement, that's over 10% of the entire population of metropolitan Tucson. That's a big chunk. And so, to some extent, I think some people do it just because they support the idea, and of course some other advertisers are looking for a return on investment, which is fine. I'm very confident in it. If folks go to AmericanWarriorRadio.com and check some of our podcasts, I will match the quality of our program against anyone in the country. Period. How's that?
I like it. Ruger, have you gone up to Prescott and knocked on Ruger's door?
I will do that. I haven't. I would love to add an affiliate in Prescott. Love that town. Beautiful. And talk about history. Very strong military connection. And talk about in Arizona. I'm here just by happenstance. But when you do talk about our military history, Fort Huachuca down south of us in Sierra Vista, the only Army post that can rightfully claim to be the true home of the famous Buffalo Soldiers. Every one of those cavalry and infantry units associated with the Buffalo Soldiers spent time at Fort Huachuca, and there's no other Army post in the country that can claim that.
I didn't know that. Very cool.
There you go. That was a freebie just for you.
Thank you.
But I know it's Veterans Day, and so we're talking about that, but I also want to emphasize that the folks that protect us on the home front, and I really added the first responder stories about 18 months ago. And again, some and Kingman. I don't know if the Kingman Chamber of Commerce will be happy about this, but one of my guests, Jay Dobbins, who is a standout U of A football player, went on to work for the Arizona ATF, and was the only agent to ever successfully infiltrate the Hells Angels. And what an amazing story that was. And he, as part of that work, he spent a lot of time up north in Kingman. I'll leave it at that. But, and we, you know, the Netflix series Narcos, very popular, one of my favorites. The two original DE agents that that series was based on, Steve Murphy and Javier Pena, they've both been on the show, telling their side or you know, relaying the accuracy of their story. We've had a number of folks who were in New York on 9/11. Some firemen who were survivors, and an FBI agent who, but for a dental appointment, would have been in the tower. Mm. And he's driving to the dentist, hears it on the radio, rushes into Lower Manhattan, and then spent several weeks working the, as they call it, the pile, recovering remains and evidence, and just all very powerful stuff. And I think as I come back, I'm a big believer in the power of storytelling, and I think to some extent we've lost that in our society, particularly with younger people, and I'm a firm believer in radio as a medium to do that.
It's a great platform for storytelling, and especially with as big of state as Arizona is, and we're spread out, a lot of people spend a lot of drive time, and it's a great opportunity for people that are driving to have that, you know, one-on-one connection with that you otherwise wouldn't, you know, whether at the home you're busy doing chores on Saturday morning, getting ready to start your gardening here next hour, a home improvement project, a soccer, little league, whatever the case, but that time you have in a car with them, or with the advancement of the introduction of podcasts and streaming, put it in your headphones, plug it in your smartphone while you're riding your bike, doing your hike on Saturday morning, whatever the case may be, it's a great platform for telling a story.
Let me ask you this. In the years you've been doing this, isn't it, I assume you get feedback from some of your listeners if a particular tip has worked or something is really, or you know, one of your vendors they're very pleased with. And how does that make you feel when you mission accomplished, when you get that kind of feedback from your listeners?
It is. It's the kind of feedback that drives you to do better and do it again the next day. And, you know, no matter what job you're in, you know, what life you have, everyone has fatigue. And, you know, those are the kind of things that help restore any kind of fatigue that might set in.
Well, and the reason I particularly bring that up is this past September, September is National Suicide Awareness Month, and so we did a couple of shows that were very difficult for me to do. The two hardest shows every year is probably Memorial Day and talking to Gold Star family members, and then, of course, when we talk about the scourge of suicide that's running through our military and our, as well, to some extent, our first responder ranks. And to get feedback from that show and to think that there's somebody who actually heard the message or heard the 800 number or realized from listening to a guest who had been through very difficult times and came through and had that resiliency, and to get that feedback saying, you know what, that resonated with me and it caused me to turn around or pause. Boy, that's the best reward ever. And the fact that when I check my Google Analytics, I apparently have a huge fan in the Ukraine somewhere. I don't know.
We'll see. Do we have a military base station there?
Not that I'm aware. That might be more of a CIA show somewhere down the line. I have had two Secret Service agents on. That was some pretty interesting stuff as well. And it's always it's a mission, but it truly is a joy to do this. I'm having a senior moment, but
well,
maybe.
While you talk about the Secret Service and you're recollecting that thought, there was another article I read in the Green Valley News of a gentleman. I thought, gosh, if I'd have only known he was there, I would have dropped everything, driven down there, brought the recording equipment, and just talked to him. But a guy who worked for, who was on the car behind JFK, and he was the first one to.
I saw that article.
Wife, and then he served for every president up to Reagan after that. You know, what kind of stories on his deathbed could we have pulled out of him?
Sure, sure.
Where was that third guy on the grassy knoll? Come on.
Well, I think that might be some Area 51 stuff, and I don't know. I'm not as sophisticated as you guys. I need to buy some of this cool remote broadcast stuff and maybe see if I can get into Area 51, although I hear it's a little crowded right now. Aren't there like millions of folks trying to rush in there?
I haven't followed that story at all. I see headline here or there, but I just ignore it because I'm like, what difference does it make? They're not going to get in.
Well, yeah, it is. We did one of my other shows that I enjoyed quite a bit is, and, you know, very often the stories are serious and we're trying to communicate a specific message. But on occasion, for example, I had an author on who had written a book about all the different things we enjoy now that were the product of military necessity. For example, the Slinky. That was accidentally, they're trying to design something to buffer and to cushion equipment on ships at sea, either through storms or torpedo damage, and so they would you know, it's kind of like a shock absorber. Well, one of the engineers working on that accidentally knocked this thing off his workbench and saw what it did, took it home. His kids were playing with it, having it going up and down the stairs, and that's how Slinkies were invented. So you never know. And like me, you like history, you like trivia, so lots of stuff to learn.
Tell me the story about this. I've got a 50 caliber bullet here in my hand you handed me that's a bottle opener.
Yeah, that actually, Eli Crane is a Navy SEAL, a retired Navy SEAL. He used those downrange, obviously, in his line of work. He and his wife, he started working out of his garage in Chicago making these bottle openers, and he and his wife appeared on Shark Tank, and that's how I became aware of them. They were funded by one of the investors there, and now they've got a business headquartered in Tucson selling all over the world, and they make bottle openers and other sorts of things out of former ammunition, or they've even got a breacher frag that looks like a little hand grenade that you can use to open your beer or other beverage of your choice, I suppose, soda if that's your preference. So we do feature as much as possible on occasion. Once a month or so, I try and feature successful veteran entrepreneurs as well, just to make the active duty folks out there know that there are certainly lots of options after they transition from the military.
And how does somebody listen to American Warrior Radio?
They can listen live. If they go to American Warrior Radio, they can live stream anytime. We're on Saturdays from noon to 1, and then Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m., as well as 2 to 3 p.m. There's links they can click on at AmericanWarriorRadio.com, and almost 300 podcasts there that are searchable. They can type in, you know, the branch of the military, the particular battle if they want, or just a name, for example, you know, a Roger Staubach or a Gary Sinise folks recognize, and they've been on the show as well. Herschel Walker, great interview, great story, that guy. And he's on because his support for the military, over and above what he does to support the men and women of our military.
Now, if somebody listening to this is a service veteran or a first responder and they've got an interesting story to tell, how would they bring their story to you?
Absolutely. Send me an email, bbg@AmericanWarriorRadio.com. We'll chat about it. And, not everybody makes the show, just like, you know, Rosie on the House.
Well, especially when you're doing one broadcast a week. There's only 52 weeks a year. You've got to filter somehow.
Yeah, and I try. I want to make sure it's good and compelling radio. And there's, trust me, there's more stories out there than I'll ever be able to tell. But we pick them off one at a time, and if we make an impact on one life, that makes it all worthwhile.
Ben Bueller Garcia, host of American Warrior Radio. You go by BBG. Just shorten it up. It's a little punchier.
Less of a mouthful, yeah.
That's why I don't go by Rosamund Claude Romero III. I just go by Romy.
Good call.